Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. How Muslim leaders abandon Gaza for diplomacy and deals. News. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto urged an immediate ceasefire between quote-unquote Israel and Hamas and called for de-escalation in the quote-unquote Israel-Iran conflict. Speaking in Singapore with Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, Prabowo emphasized the need for peaceful resolution through diplomacy. He expressed deep concern over civilian casualties in Gaza and raising tensions in the Middle East. Additionally, he addressed a crisis in Myanmar, stressing ASEAN's commitment to the five-point consensus to end violence and promote inclusive dialogue. Indonesia and Singapore agreed to continue supporting peaceful engagement in Myanmar and upholding ASEAN principles for regional stability and humanitarian efforts. Antara News. Comment. Since the outbreak of the 2023 war, the Indonesian government has treated the Palestinian issue as a mere political rhetoric, lacking real and concrete action. In fact, trade relations between Indonesia and the Zionist entity have continued without interruption. This mirrors the response of several Arab Muslim leaders who appear to feign concern for the Palestinian cause and publicly condemn Zionist actions. They fail to take substantial measures to stop the massacre of their fellow Muslims in Palestine. Most regrettably, these leaders have shown increasing alignment with the United States, hosting warm receptions and promising massive investments, especially in Trump visit May 2025. This is deeply troubling, as the U.S. is the main enabler of the Zionist regime, constantly supplying weapons used in the slaughter of Gazan civilians. When Iran was attacked by the Zionist entity, neighboring Muslim countries also remained passive. In some cases, they even cooperated with Zionists and U.S. forces to intercept Iranian missiles. Ideally, Iran's retaliation should have galvanized broader Islamic solidarity between the Zionist-American alliance. Unfortunately, this opportunity was ignored due to the blindness of these governments to the truth. Until the political face of the secular Muslim world changes, there is little hope for real action in defending the people of Palestine or protecting Muslims worldwide. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Abdullah Aswar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.